Well, 98.1 KZE, Adam here with you live at the Buttonball Barn in South Egremont, Massachusetts, here for a very special show tonight here. We've got a great audience. Simmer down, for Pete's sake, folks. It's embarrassing. No, I appreciate you guys. We have a wonderful house here tonight at the Buttonball Barn. This is Adam for WKZ. We've got a great staff at the Buttonball Barn as well. Denise Perrant from Covered in Dead is here. Dave is here. Andy's in the van. I'm here, and I'm so grateful for everybody. Chris Trapper will be out in a little while, but first, you guys are up for a very special treat. We have a wonderful local, right, artist named Barbara Stein, who is here and is going to play for us some of her originals and some covers. Perfect. We love it. Here, ladies and gentlemen, is anyone listening out there? Is Barbara Stein.
So what a surprise. Had no idea I was going to be streaming on the radio. Hi to all my friends listening out there. I, at the very last minute, put a text out there. So hey, y'all, in Loudonville and Fire Island and New York City and San Luis Obispo and wherever you are, I'm happy to be here. Thank you, Buttonball Barn, for letting me open, and you're in for a treat with Chris Trapper, and I'm just going to sing a few songs to get everybody ready. I'm going to do a couple of covers, and I'm also going to do a couple of my own originals. I'm going to start with a cover, just for something you know. It's a Dylan song called Buckets of Rain. So here we go. Disappear like smoke. Friends will arrive, friends will disappear. I'm here with you, baby, when I'm near. You move your hips, I like the cool way you look at me. Everything about you's bringing me misery.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, this next one, if I can find my capo, is an original. It's called Marie, My Mom. And my mom and dad owned a bar not too dissimilar to this one. It was my favorite place to go as a little girl. Well, this is a true story. It was in East St. Louis. I'm from St. Louis. It was in a really rough part of town. But we loved, my sister and I, loved to go to the Kress Liquor store. So here's a song for my mom.
Mississippi rolled below. She was a mother by day with her apron on, three kids to wake each day. She smoked cigarettes, two packs a day, playing truth or dare with fate. Then off to the bar, pouring shots and beers to the locals in the streets. Grit and a charm and her night face on, Marie filled every seat. Memphis born, with honey in her tone, she was priest and confidant. She could look you in the eye, turn you upside down, make all your worries gone. Jukebox played a Nicholas song at the Kress Liquor till dawn. Walls are plain, just window panes, one old dartboard game. She listened close to the tales and the woes and the fears and dreams and hopes. The door opened wide and a wink in her eye, Marie turned gray to firelight. The Crest was in a bad part of town, Marie kept coming round. She drove a little fast, the cops knew her well, never turned her sirens on. The fireflies and the wonders kept her spinning out of harm. At closing time, they took her up to her car in the dark Crest ruddy parking lot. She was Memphis born, with honey in her tone, she was priest and confidant. She could look you in the eye, turn you upside down, make all your worries gone. She didn't read the Bible, she didn't fear black cats. She often used God's name in vain to fear what got off track. She didn't push, she didn't judge, saw straight through fake skin, and all she wanted was in return, was keep peace and come right in. A cowboy kept a corner seat, came in each night by nine. Now he could always tame his blues, quit that slow decline. On cloudy night it all went bad, looking all forlorn. He was feeling low down, pulled out a gun and started waving it around. He was so far gone, crying out loud, that's it, he said, I'm done. We ran over and yelled, cowboy, give me that damn gun. cold, stunned and paralyzed. And then a shot ran out in the middle of the night. Marie got caught in fate's crossfire. She was Memphis born, with honey in her tone. She was priest and confidant. She could look you in the eye, turn you upside down, make all your worries gone. Oh, Marie. Oh, Marie. Oh,
my mama, she lived to tell the tale. It was just a graze. She made me egg on toast the next morning before Sunday school. Pulled your little heartstrings there for a second, huh? Okay, that's what it's all about. Gotta put on a show here. All right, I'm gonna switch guitars here. Marie's fine. In the ground now. She's in the ground now, but she's fine. I talk to her every day. Okay, here's another original. And this one's called Angeline. Name isn't real, it's to protect the innocent. But she was my best girlfriend growing up in St. Louis. And she was one of seven kids. And she had a really rough life because her mom was sick and her dad died young. But she was my best friend and everybody loved her. But it was a rough life to live with seven kids and those circumstances. But here's Angeline.
Seven kids in the thick of it. Hand-me-downs, dime storing, she got no one to tuck her in. Dad died young, mom got sick, robbed childhood innocence. Washing rags, pink towel, bathroom floor, she mopped in time. No silver spoon, or her own room, she kept it all tucked inside. Didn't have much time and night for history or teachers. Too tough between that old and near, and all just trying to reach her. Angeline, stuck in between. Angeline, a complicated scene. Records. Angeline,
Thank you very much. Okay, this next one's called Inside These Double Lines. And there's a little backstory to it. My husband, we've been married for almost 42 years. He has this recurring dream. And he wakes up and he shakes me and he says, "Honey, are you there?" I said, "Of course I'm here." He says, "I had that dream again." I said, "Well, what's the dream?" "Well, I know it by now. He's had it for 42 years. He says, "I had this dream and you're going to leave me." I said, "Honey, you know, then it was 10 years, then it was 20 years, then it was 30. Well, now it's 40. He still has this dream." I said, "Honey, what are you doing? You got something to hide?" It's called Inside These Double Yellow Lines.
Where comes this unfear? double lines get crossed. With my footsteps off in time, is this the day we go away? The road ahead is twisted in vines. Is this the day you stray across these double yellow? Me twice, not before a thousand times. You said you'd always stay right inside these double yellow lines. You said you'd always stay right inside these double yellow lines.
Years this summer. Here's another original. This one's called Move On. This one is a breakup story, but it's not mine. It's just about moving on.
Paint the walls. untie tangles underneath. I'll find my beat and boxed up my records in my paperbacks. They'll tell you who I am. Packed the car, gassed up the tank. Don't you dare turn back. I'm bound for Highway 101, circled on the map. Numb from listening to talk radio is droning all night long. Red tape, lights up ahead, and wires miles and miles and miles. The moon is trailing close behind. The dashboard clock ticks time. Move on.
That sign over there, it says this must be the place. Last song here, and then we're gonna in for a real good treat and hear Chris Trapper. So stay tuned. We'll be right on. This must be the place, David Byrne.
You've got a face with a view. I'm just an animal looking for a home to share the same space for a minute or two. Love me until my heart stops. Love me until I'm dead. Eyes that light up, eyes that shine through. Cover up the blank spot, hit me on the head. Say goodnight. Say goodnight. Say goodnight. Say goodnight.
Thank you so much for listening. Buttonball Barn, thank you. WKZE, my debut on the radio. Give it up for your staff.
You are on the radio, and you sound fantastic, I might add. I was listening. 98.981 KZE, or 98.1 FM for you folks listening. I put that down, you know, write that down. We're here live at the Buttonball Barn in South Egremont, Massachusetts. Barbara Stein, let's give it up one more time. Amazing. Thank you. Barbara, you're not in a rush, right? You have a minute to chat before Chris comes on, right? We have a little, he's putting on his Saturday Night Live, outfit. But I know you're laughing at me and not the joke. I don't blame you. So tell me, we were talking before the set that you retired from another career some time ago and transitioned into being a singer, songwriter, artist. Tell me a little bit about the origin story. Like, you've got chops. That didn't just come out of nowhere. Hold on one sec. Yeah. Sorry about that.
I think in kindergarten, my sister and I were singing Swing Low, Sweet Chariot in the schoolyard, and somebody said, "Oof, sing that again." And then in third grade, a music teacher rolled in with a piano in elementary school, went home and said, "Mama, gotta have that." And so many years of classically being trained on piano, and then as a young adult, I picked up the guitar, put it under the bed when I had my kids, and then took that. To do my own thing, and so my living room was my stage, and I just couldn't put it down. So everybody that knows me knows that a guitar is my third arm. I don't go anywhere without it. And when we retired and moved up here, my husband said, "You dragged me up here, where you're going to start playing out." That's the history. The rest is where we are.
You were coerced into performing. thanks to Barbara's husband, everybody, right? Let's give him a very good schoolyard bully there, for all the best of reasons. And so these songs, the originals anyway, I mean, we knew some of the covers. Good choices, by the way.
Thank you.
Very good. Choosing the right cover is kind of everything, isn't it?
Helps.
Yeah. With the covers, I mean, the originals, are these recent? Are you still writing?
I'm still writing.
Excellent.
I went to my very first singer-songwriter retreat in Nashville, of all places, and most apropos. But most of these songs are new. I had some songs from 10 or 12 years ago, but I wanted to learn covers, and I want them to be authentic, and so I spent so much time building up a repertoire of covers. But more recently, you know, because of places like this, I wanted to hone my own songs, and so I try to draw from either friends' experiences or books that I've read or personal experience, and that's where those songs come from.
Keep on writing.
Thank you.
One last round of applause. Well, for the moment, one last round of applause for Barbara Stein here at the Buttonball Barn. Thank you very much. That was fantastic.
Thank you.
And you have a June date back here?
June 11th, opening for Joe Croxton.
Okay, great. Well, thank you very much for talking to me. And thanks, everybody, for being so supportive of Barbara. And I know you'll do the same for Chris Trapper, who's going to be up here in a few minutes, okay? So back in radio land where people are listening in, we're going to now go and listen to whatever is going to be playing by the radio gods out there for a little while till Chris is on. So thanks for your patience, and we'll be right back with